Let me invite you to take your Bible again, please. Let's turn back to Luke chapter 11 tonight. Luke chapter 11, as we continue to study together the wonderful theme of prayer, truly one of the greatest blessings that you and I have been afforded as sinful men, now that we have been redeemed, is the wonderful joy and the blessing to be able to come as a child of God to bring our petitions boldly to the throne of grace and there to leave them at His feet, trusting that our God will, according to His perfect will, answer our request for our good and His glory. It is a tremendous blessing, and what a tremendous blessing is ours to come to God, to communicate with Him personally, to communicate with Him intimately. He who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator, and our blessed Savior, we have the privilege to pray. As we look tonight at Luke chapter 11, as we continue to go through this passage here, we're going to consider again the thought of being inclined to pray. As we get underway, though, this evening, I'm going to look together with us at a number of verses concerning this great blessing of prayer. They're going to all be on the screen there, so you won't have to turn. Because if I think through it, there's probably, 20 or so. So I'm going to go through these quickly with you and read them. But I just want you to get the bird's eye view, in essence, of what the Bible says about this wonderful, blessed theme of prayer. And as we go through it, remember, this is but a small sampling of all that the Scripture has to say about the wonderful blessing afforded you, afforded me, as the child of God. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 4 says, "I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, a verse we're familiar with, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Psalm 18 and verse 6 says, "In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears." Psalm 34, verse 15 says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry." Psalm 34, and verse 17 says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles." Psalm 38, and verse 15 says, "For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O thou my God." Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3 read, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Many shall see it and fear, and put their trust in the Lord." Psalm 50, verse 15, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Psalm 55, in verse 22 says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Isaiah 55, in verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near." In Isaiah 58 and verse 9, "Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am." Let that one sink in for a moment. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13 say, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, And ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Perhaps one of the things lacking today within the realm of Christendom is our willingness to seek with him with all of our heart. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let's move into the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Philippians 4 and verse 6, we're told, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Perhaps one of the more familiar texts of Scripture, Hebrews 4 and verse 16, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Sorry, there it is. How about James chapter 5 and verse 16? Confess your faults one to another and pray one to another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7 then tells us, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, our final verse tonight. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Folks, that's just, again, a sampling of what the Scripture gives to us and teaches us on the topic of prayer. Each one is a verse worthy of your meditation, worthy of your study and consideration. We can make them, and perhaps some of these will be part of what we'll study in the weeks to come. But the reality is the Bible has much to teach us about prayer. We return back to Luke chapter 11, though. We want to continue on in this study. In this passage, the Lord is teaching his disciples on the theme of prayer because one requested of the Lord after they watched him pray, Lord, teach us to pray. We consider last week his response and his pattern of prayer that he gives, which we commonly call the Lord's Prayer. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Verse 5, he now begins with a parable, and he says, And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And here's what I want to focus on tonight in verse 9. And I say unto you, the words of the Lord, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. Would you ask the Lord, bow with me please in a word of prayer as we ask the Lord's blessing on our time, and then we'll pick up our thoughts tonight. So Father, we ask and pray that as we come to the passage now before us, that you would teach us again continually more about this wonderful theme of prayer. Lord, as we seek thee to teach us, we know that you are inclined to teach. And may we now be inclined to learn, and may we then be inclined to pray and practice that which we learn even from your word. So, Lord, we commit the remainder of our time to you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue to look at verse 9, which really is the focus, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. As we look at that verse, we're going to look at those three words. We're going to look at them in two different ways and consider what they teach and what they instruct. The first thing that we find in verse 9 is there is an inclination of prayer. The Lord is teaching his disciples that we must be inclined to prayer. We need to have the disposition to pray. All who endeavor to pray learn that prayer is not an easy task. It is hard work, but we must endeavor, be inclined to prayer. The Lord's disciples understood that, and no doubt one was overwhelmed by how the Lord prayed and saw how it was different from his own. So he asked the Lord, teach us to pray. Verses 5 through 8 again depicts one who is bent on getting that which he has need. It's a parable, one who is persistent in prayer. And so when you consider that parable of one who comes to his friend in the middle of the night, and he says, listen, another friend has come, and the reality is I have nothing to provide for him. And folks, that was the custom of the day. So he goes next door to his neighbor and says, can we borrow some loaves of bread that I might be able to feed and meet the need of this traveler who has showed up at my door? And he continues to persist, even though at first the gentleman's like, we're already in bed. We're all settled down for the night. Why are you coming to me now? And yet he persists, and so he receives. There is an inclination to prayer. Too often we find ourselves discouraged because we ask and do not immediately receive. So the Lord Jesus comes to us in verse 9 and says, let me remind you of your desire, what you must do, ask, seek, and knock. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. There must be an inclination to pray. Let's look at these three words and understand their meaning as we understand what the Lord is here trying to teach us. The Lord Jesus says that there's a need for us to ask. That term ask is a term that speaks of really our simplest desire. Really, we ask because there is a recognition of need. We understand that we ourselves are unable to meet the need, so we are therefore bid to ask. And so the Lord Jesus teaches us that there is a time in our lives as we look at our life and what is taking place and what is going on, that you and I must begin to look and see that we do not have it in and of ourselves really to do anything. And the inclination should be to pray. We don't have the wisdom. We don't have the supplies. We don't have the strength. We don't have the knowledge. We don't have the patience and the love that is necessary to minister to people as we truly ought. Our flesh is weak, although our spirit at times is very willing. But when we recognize that there's a need that we ourselves are unable to meet, we are bid to come and ask, and to ask of the Lord of our simplest desire. You have need tonight? Health, family, a circumstance outside of your control, at work, a relationship that needs to be rebuilt. Is there a need? Have you found out yet that you can't do it? Therefore come, and the Bible says, ask. Ask, and it shall be given you. A simple request of desire. Seek. The word seek is a word that speaks of an earnest inquiry. What's interesting to note is that all three of these words are written in the present active tense as verbs. Here's what that means. Ask and keep on asking. It's a continual action. Seek, keep on seeking. Knock, keep on knocking. Ask until it is answered. Seek until you find. It is a pursuit until that which is found. That word seek always in Scripture carries that idea. It's not just kind of half-heartedly seek. It's I have to have, therefore I will seek until I actually find what I'm looking for. Now, there are some things that probably we possess. If we lose them, we go, oh, well. And if we find it later, that's great. There are other things that you just kind of have to have right away. There was a spell in my life where I couldn't remember where I ever put my wallet. You know, you go out to the car and you go, where is it? And you have to have it, right? You run into the store for your wife and you don't have a wallet. You come into the house. Anybody see my wallet? Nope. Uh-oh. Where'd I leave it? I might have left it in the other car. I might have left it in the bedroom in the wrong spot. Sometimes, believe it or not, I left it at work. I can't sit on a wallet, so I always end up taking it out, and I always forget why I put it down. And when you don't have it, you have to seek until you find it. It's no fun when I'm in Buxton and realizing that I know where I left it, and it's sitting here at the church, and I got to drive in, and I got to get it. But here's the reality, folks. You seek till you find. The word knock is a term that speaks of repeated endeavor with a determination that you are going to gain entrance and enter. You knock persistently until someone opens the door. Ask, it shall be given you. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. There is a persistent, continual desire upon our heart to pray. The Lord's instructions here simply tell us, be inclined to pray. Those who are inclined to pray obtain. So be persistent in prayer. What a blessing it is to consider that when the Lord promised to give to those who ask, to reveal to those who seek, open to those who knock. That's his promise to you, to me, when we're inclined to pray. But I want you to see there's another thought that is here in these verses, and I'll call it the intention of prayer. The intention of prayer. Through those same three words, we can begin to see the intention of each of these words and how it really relates to our relationship with our God in heaven. So let's consider those three words yet again: ask, seek, and knock. The term ask, when we consider the intention of this word, is simply this: it is associated with our Father's wealth. It is related again to the wealth of God. When we ask again, we realize that there is a need, and He is the one who is able to supply. And so God says to you, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. When we have a lack of strength, we are to ask. When we have a lack of ability, a lack of funds, a lack of faith, the Bible says we are to come and ask because he alone is able to supply our every need. When there is a want, when there is a need, we recognize, I don't possess that wealth, but my Father does. Because of that, I willingly come and I persist to ask of my Father. Our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He is the one who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He is omnipotent. He is all wise. Nothing is too hard for him. The youth shall faint, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. So the Bible says, and the Lord Jesus says, if there's need and you have lack, ask. Because of the wealth of our God, our Father. He is able to meet every need. And what he says is, be inclined to come and ask of me. The word seek gives us a little bit of a different intention. The word seek is related to the will of the Father. The will of the Father, the will of God. As we go through life, what are we seeking after? Our way or God's way? Remember what the Lord Jesus said in this model prayer? That we are to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. We are to pray for the will of God within our life. Prayer affords us the privilege of seeing God's perfect will accomplish. And is there anything better than that for you and me? So Jesus says, seek. What happens? You will find. And folks, day by day, and moment by moment, decision upon decision, we can come and we can ask because we don't have the wisdom. We can seek because we need to know the will of God. And he says, it is available to you. Then he gives us his final word, and that is to knock. And as we see the word knock, we're reminded of the work of the Father. Again, the work that we want to see God do. Is there a door of opportunity that you would like to see swing open? An opportunity to share the gospel with a family member? Is there a conversation that you need to have with a brother or sister in Christ because you know you need to encourage them in the truth? Is there something that you need to deal with someone in the room even tonight? Is there really a conversation that you need to have with your children, perhaps now that they're even gone from the home? But the reality is you just know there's a burden upon your heart and you just want to have a door of opportunity. Here's what God says. Knock. Burden for your neighbors to see them come to Christ. Burden for that coworker who every time you're with him always uses profanity and you wish you can get him to stop. Ask for the opportunity. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. There is a work that God desires to do and a work that we want to see God do. And we are to come inclined to pray that we would see God do his work in us and through us. Folks, I'm excited by what has already taken place in 2020. Three coming forward and accepting Christ as Savior. That was a thrill. You realize there's so much more work that needs to be done? Those souls now need to be discipled. We need to be prepared to be able to do that work of discipleship. There's other souls who need to be saved, other lives that need to be changed. I have some little ones asking about the concept of baptism, and so to bring that up and to see the Lord begin to continue to work in the lives of some of our children to say, I know I now need to make this decision. And there's so much more that needs to be done. Our community is enshrouded in darkness. Our schools need the gospel light in them. Don't you want to see a good news club started in Scarborough? I do. We ran into a roadblock. So what? Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it'll be open unto you. What other things can we consider in the work of God that needs to be done within our community? Wouldn't you love to see Scarborough go and Portland area go way down on that list of darkened cities? I hate that we're number 2. I like to get off the top 50. No, that's going to take the Word of God reaching forth in our community and from one church, many other churches reaching throughout this community, throughout the state of Maine, and shining ever brightly. You know what that takes? God's people committed, God's people serving, and God's people not enshrouded by the darkness themselves. Do we want to see those things happen? Ask, it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. Every time you find, by the way, the concept of an open door in Scripture, it always speaks to an open door in ministry. And oh, that God would see that work accomplished. Warren Wiersbe, in his book on being a leader of God, makes a very nice statement for us to consider as we close. His comment is this: the Father will share his wealth with us if we obey his will so we can do his work. Ponder that for a moment. So many times, folks, the answers of prayer don't come because we ask not, or when we ask amiss. You realize that God is willing to abundantly share his wealth when we willingly obey and do his will. When we walk by faith and not by sight, when we're willing to launch out into the deep, to cast our net on the other side, even though we've labored and toiled all night, but because his voice says, go to the other side, we go. And there is a haul of fish ready to sink our boat. I don't know about you. I like to see a haul of fish that almost sinks Cornerstone. That's a good problem to have, and one we ought to seek. Our battle, our cry, our love should be for the souls of men. See the development of the souls of our children in the next generation. Again, it's been really the prayer of my heart for many, many years that we not lose one from our generations to come, because too many just disappear from the house of God. And oh, that we would be able to have an impact upon those lives, to be able to see them go forth, that we would see some of our young people willingly come and give their life to the work of ministry, that we would see them give their life to the work of missions, that we would have the blessed joy and privilege to stand here Sunday after Sunday to not only see souls saved and to see them baptized, but to see families commissioned and sent out to the mission field, taking the good news of the gospel to those who need to hear. That ought to be the prayers of our heart. And God will share his wealth with those who are willing to obey and do his will and his work. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be open. Father, we thank you for our time tonight to be able to look into your word, consider again a little bit more on the theme of prayer. We pray that you would help us to be inclined to pray with the proper intentions in our prayer, that we would see you and your wealth be poured out, that your will, that your work be accomplished. Lord, we commit ourselves to you, thanking you again for the wonderful blessing and joy that's ours to partner together in the work of the ministry that you have called us to in this community. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.